brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Results Matter Radio. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and today's show, we are spotlighting the Women's Presidents Organization. WPO is a national organization, and a new chapter here is starting in Atlanta, and I've got some of the ladies involved with the group right here with me in the studio today. So we're going to have a great discussion learning more about Women's Presidents Organization. Kathy Gottlieb is here. Kathy is a CPA and owns a business advisory firm. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for
having
me. Did
I say your last name right?
Yes, you did.
Gottlieb. Okay. Suzanne Durbin is also with us. GV Financial Advisors. Suzanne, welcome.
Thank you.
Teresa Hartgrave is also in the studio with us. Teresa is a partner with Charter Oak Consulting Group and the chapter chair of Atlanta Women's Presidents Organization. Teresa, welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And Phyllis Newhouse is with us as well, president and CEO of Extreme Solutions, Inc. Phyllis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So, Teresa, let's start off with you to give us some background. Tell us about Women's Presidents Organization.
Well, it's a premier membership organization. Many organizations here in Atlanta are designed to be networking organizations for women, and we consider this to be a very confidential place for senior leaders, women who are owners of their own businesses and generating above $1 million, and a place where they can come and have confidential adult learning conversations that promote their businesses and their economic security and their ability to be competitive in the marketplace. And we have one chapter in Atlanta already that's full. We consider a chapter full when 20 members are a part of the chapter. So now we're starting a second chapter here, and it's just in the process of being put together.
Terrific. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of interest in the marketplace, and as more and more women are starting and growing businesses to over $1 million in revenue, there's more need for such a service.
Well, Atlanta is a particularly good market for business leaders and women in particular. One thing I think that is interesting is that of all the businesses that are started by women, only 3% grow to the $1 million level. That's pretty astounding, I think. Most of the businesses would be right in that cottage industry area of under 100,000. So this is a small but powerful and mighty group of women.
And that's a statistic you hear, and it's a little bit disturbing to think. I mean, it's positive to see more and more women striking out on their own and being entrepreneurial, but obviously you want to see those businesses maximized. What are some of the benefits of being a member of WPO?
I think that I want to address that
in
one way, but I think our members also will be very helpful in understanding all the benefits that you receive from WPO. The first, I think, is that you become a part of a very confidential peer learning group of women. And you have an opportunity to discuss challenges that you have, the things that keep you up at night, the things that you're wrestling with, that often we are dealing with, and when we so wish we could turn to someone and say, you know, I'd really like your input on this. I need you to weigh in on this with me. And the idea of being lonely at the top is very true when you're a woman operating at this level of business, that often women say that they really have plenty of girlfriends that they can talk hair color with, waist size, you know, where
sure.
We're getting our latest plastic surgery, but we don't have confidential, powerful women to turn to and talk business. And that's really what the WPO is designed to provide, is that kind of confidentiality, that kind of input. And all designed to have business talk. I like the concept of big talk. And big talk, you know, we have lots of small talk. We talk about how the kids are doing and where they're going to school, or even small talk at our offices, the water cooler kind of talk. But when you talk about big talk, these are issues that are really mattering to us. They have to do with our bottom line. They have to do with who we're dealing with in terms of integrity in the workplace, and some of the tough issues that we have to wrestle with and decide. And this format is a roundtable adult learning model where the members are the ones that really run the agenda. I am the facilitator who helps to create safety, confidentiality, and make sure that women aren't advising each other. This is not a place where you come and have women tell you what to do. This is a place where we share experience in a highly confidential way.
It sounds like a great organization, and I want to get to know the rest of our guests and their businesses. So, Suzanne, tell us a bit about your company, GV Financial Advisors, and how you got involved with Women's Presidents Organization.
Well, sure. GV Financial was actually started in 1991. I joined them in 1993 and was our first female owner. As a result, I have six other shareholders. As the only female, when I learned about Women Presidents Organization, I thought this would be a great place for me to go and talk with other female business owners about issues of how do you deal with collaborating with your other partners successfully? How do you deal with differences of opinion? How do you lead in a way that is collaborative and yet powerful? And so I thought, unlike similar business organizations, which may have a mix of genders, the WPO being female-oriented, I thought could bring a lot of different experience to me, since I did not have that example of leadership within my own firm at the time.
That's an interesting point. How does that dynamic of it being all women allow for maybe a more open conversation around business? Does it? Is it a different conversation than if the group was a mixed gender group?
Well, I don't know about other people, but I have been in groups of mixed gender and single gender. I think there are extreme positives to be learned from each. For me, what I really enjoy about the single gender women only is I was recently at a conference in Boston, and there was a woman speaking about the difference physiologically between women's brains and men's brains. They're 99% the same, but 1%, we have many more synapses going between the left and the right side of the brain, so we tend to be more whole-brained, whereas men compartmentalize. What I really enjoy about my experience with WPO is when we're speaking about ourselves as business owners, we understand how that impacts our roles as women, as spouses, mothers, daughters, at the same time as being business owners. And I think that's a little bit different experience than I found in co-gender organizations. Kathy, Phyllis, what about you?
I completely agree with you, Suzanne. I've been in another group which was made up of men and women. And something special about women, you take the level of conversation to a completely different depth. So it's very difficult for a woman to discuss just her business without bringing in how that impacts their personal lives. And there's a tremendous amount of support that I feel that I get from my fellow members of WPO in both of those arenas. So it's hard to keep them separate. I feel like they all come into one at WPO, unlike the previous chapter that I was in.
Nice. Now, Phyllis,
yeah,
would you like to chime in?
I would agree. Being a retired military person and being a senior leader in the military, you are associated with a lot of senior advisory groups. And I think what WPO, as you've said, is that it's the whole person. It's not just the CEO or the senior leader. It's the mother, it's the daughter, it's the spouse. So all of those things, have an impact. When you're making a decision about the business, it may impact the family. And sometimes, just having someone share the experience, not advising, but sharing that experience. I think sometimes it would be much difficult when you're sharing that experience with other leaders that are not women-owned businesses.
Now, Kathy, you're a CPA, and AGH LLC is a business advisory firm. Talk a little bit more about what you do with clients.
Okay, well, it depends on what time of year it is. Right now, we are trying so hard to do some year-end tax planning, and we're met with a lot of challenges because of decisions that have not been made yet with our Congress. But the firm does everything. My particular area and specialty is in the tax arena. We handle tax compliance and tax planning, income tax planning, estate tax planning. We have some areas in the firm that I would say we really specialize in, and one is real estate, commercial real estate. We do a lot of audit work in that arena, a lot of planning, consulting in that arena.
Great. And how would you say Women's President's Organization has benefited you professionally as well as personally?
I don't know where to begin. I've been in the organization since last February, and I would say professionally, I have been with AGH for almost 3 years. My firm merged in with AGH. So navigating through that change, being in WPO was very helpful in navigating through that change.
Sure.
And through leadership changes within the firm, I got a tremendous amount of support and ideas through discussion in WPO. Personally, and I hate to compare it to sorority, but I will. I kind of feel like no matter where I am in the country, that if I bump into any member of WPO, there's a unity just because
sisterhood.
We're both. It's a sisterhood, absolutely. So I just feel very well supported.
It's really powerful. Now, Teresa, I want to find out more about your business as well. Give us an overview of Charter Oak Consulting Group.
Charter Oak Consulting Group is a leadership advisory group. We do training and development of leaders, executive coaching, facilitating workshops. I am a partner and in charge of our women's practice called Women Up Front. Take Your Seat at the Table is kind of the subtitle of that.
I love it.
And it's about having women gain skills, leadership skills, to step up to the table in a major way. So it could be becoming masterful in conflict skills or facilitating groups or how to best handle challenging decisions and emotionally develop their abilities to lead as a powerful, mature leader. I have, in my life, been an executive coach for over 25 years and worked with Stephen Covey, with the Franklin Covey Organization, for over a decade. And it was really through that I learned a lot about leadership. And unfortunately, most of that was around men in leadership. And I wanted to see more women at the table of leadership, which is why Women Up Front and Charter Oak began to invest in this particular arena. And I have looked at WPO for a long time because one of my passions, obviously, is our women leaders, but the other is facilitating groups. And when the WPO approached me to facilitate this new chapter, it was like, of course I'd say yes to this. This is just too fabulous to think about, being with great women and having rich conversation. I couldn't imagine anything more perfect.
That's exciting. So as you're talking about the growth of WPO here in the Atlanta market, has there been a lot of interest and enthusiasm? Are you reaching out to more prospective members?
Very much so. We have the new chapter half full at this point. We can only have 20 women at the table. And the unique aspect of the chairs at the table is that only one industry per chair can be at the table, so that you never are feeling as if you have to hold back information because you have a competitor across the table from you. So it's really designed to have women feel very comfortable and be able to be completely candid and really open about their numbers, their business strategies, their mission and vision and challenges. So we do a very good job, I think, of screening members in such a way that they are prepared to come to the table and reveal that about their businesses, be candid and open with themselves, as well as ready to help other women with their businesses.
Absolutely. Phyllis, let's talk about your business. You're part of starting and building this new chapter here in Atlanta, the WPO. Your company is Technology Solutions, and you do security and compliance for governments. Talk right. a little bit more about that.
Well, what Extreme Solutions is, we were founded in 2002, and I saw, when I left the military, I saw a big need for women-owned businesses really coming back serving the government. So starting the firm, we are really an end-to-end solution service and technology company that provides infrastructure support for large security infrastructures. So basically what we do is that we work with a lot of large government entities, providing them the compliance and assurance piece of their network infrastructure. So in the short terms, a lot of folks refer to us as the integrity hackers. We're the guys that go into large government infrastructures, look at where the security issues may be, and we help them resolve those issues. So we do this on both in two sectors, the government and the commercial sectors.
And how? What interested you about being a part of WPO? What are the benefits that you've gotten out of it, and that you're looking to get out of it in the future?
Well, one of the things with my business, we had a tremendous growth spurt in the last 5 years, and along with that, we had infrastructure issues where the business grew so fast that the infrastructure wasn't there to support the growth. And so what I've been able to get out of WPO as I've gone through those experiences myself is to surround myself with a group of women, industry leaders, but not only that, as Teresa said earlier, this is an opportunity not to advise but to share experiences where, you know, someone else has already experienced those challenges that I may be going through. And I looked at it as an opportunity, too, to be able to be support to someone else and possibly mentor someone else in other areas where, you know, they've not gone. So it's almost a twofold for me.
Do you find that talking to people that own businesses in completely different industries, doing something entirely different, working with customers that have a totally different demographic, psychographic, you can still get a lot of learnings and insights into your own business?
Absolutely. We had our first WPO meeting, and it was an incredible meeting. No one in the room was in technology. But I had an opportunity to share some information with a person of something that I was dealing with. And surprisingly, the insight that I got from a new member who didn't have a clue about anything that I did, but just an experience that she shared was so valuable and just made such an impact on a decision that I was getting ready to make. So I think, that it's just an incredible group.
Suzanne, sometimes women might have different priorities in life in terms of finances or different needs. And we've talked about some of the differences between women and men. In your mind, what are some of these that come to light as you're working with clients or as you're involved with WPO, working with other women?
That's a great question. And I think that one of the things that I like about being in the WPO is because we are all women. Now, remember, I'm a wealth advisor, and
right.
so I work with many couples, but I also work with single women. Whether you're married or whether you're single, we tend to live longer than our male counterparts, and sometimes we find ourselves as widows. Sometimes we find ourselves as divorcees. And generally speaking, although this is changing more and more, and I'd love you other ladies to weigh in on this, we still, I think, by and large, tend to be the ones in the family that are the primary caregivers for children, that are the primary caregivers perhaps for aging parents. And interestingly, we control about 70% of the wealth in the country now.
Yay for us.
So while there are probably more commonalities in terms of financial concerns between men and women, we all want to live retirement in dignity. If we're business owners, we want our businesses to thrive and be successful. There are certain differences, again, in how we approach accomplishing those goals. And I think women are somewhat more holistic. That's been my personal experience. And so that impacts me both in my personal life and in the way that I run my practice and working with my clients.
Well, in terms of setting goals, and I'm sure that's a lot of what goes on in these meetings throughout the year, setting the goals for the business and growth. You know, traditionally, businesses are all about grow, grow, more money, more money. But as we're looking at a more holistic perspective and women that are looking to have a company that really empowers their life, does being a part of WPO help women make goals that are really more personally fulfilling to them and allow them to set the business up so that's really achieving what they want, not just what people think they should want? Does that make sense?
This is designed, WPO is designed for second stage entrepreneurs. So that's, they've gotten past the level of, you know, just getting the business going, and now they're staging the business. They're really trying to grow the business. And so WPO is encouraging this kind of financial security for, we recognize that women at the table are interested in financial security, not just for themselves. They're looking at their employees. They're all over average, on average, a WPO member has 98 employees. For all of our members, that adds up to like 115,000 employees that we cover in the United States. It also is concerning their families and providing financial security for their families. This is a huge area. We believe that coming through the economic crisis that the WPO is a major force in building new jobs and having financial security for not just the women around the table, but for a much broader segment of our population. In addition, to help accelerate the growth of their company, how can we do that together? What can we provide in terms of some support for one another to create goals that will be significantly powerful in promoting growth in an organization? And how to be competitive in this marketplace, which is a big topic that I think a lot of women business owners are really looking at. So we're designed to help with those kind of goals and to have those kind of deep conversations around the issues that are designed around those aspects or conversations.
Excellent. And in addition to the local chapters, there's also this a big national network, as you mentioned, and a annual national convention. Is that right, Kathy? I know you've been. If you would like to tell us a little bit about your experience there.
Well, I'm not sure how many members there are of WPO, but it's actually not just national, it's international. I know we have people in Canada and Israel, and I'm not sure what other countries there are. But, I mean, it is an international event.
And, Kathy, did they say that they had reached 100 chapters at the national conference? I believe that they had just...
So it's huge. It's a huge enterprise, and I went to my very first national meeting last year. It was in Atlanta. We had incredible speakers, Jim Collins, Laurel Richie, Gina Davis, incredible speakers.
Wow.
And we learned so much. And this was my first introduction to WPO. I went to my very first meeting, which was the planning meeting for the national meeting. And we were told that we were the host committee. And the founder of WPO came to our meeting, kind of trying to tell us what our responsibilities were as a host committee. And she said, what I'd like you women to do is pay attention to the women that are attending this event. And if you see someone that looks lost and has no one to talk with, go talk with them. And I thought, wow, that is like something you would never hear at a co-ed type of membership group. It was something very powerful for me. So I kind of taken it back to the women aspect of it. There's something very special that women do for each other.
What would you all say about the dynamic in the group when you're talking about business and giving and receiving advice from others? What is that dynamic like? And what are some of the observations you've made or takeaways? around the experience.
Well, this is Suzanne. I'm one of the I'm also a fairly new member, Kathy. I think I've just renewed for my second year. And I really didn't know what to expect when I came to my first meeting, but our facilitator at the time, Monique Kahneman, had invited me to join. And it was so easy to be integrated into the group. There's a structure and an agenda that we run for each meeting that includes what we call the 3-minute check-in. So everybody gets to talk about where they are from a business standpoint and a personal standpoint. And then from that 3-minute check-in, that is where we glean as a group who has a particular issue that they would like to focus the second half of the meeting working on. And literally, I think of WPO as my external board of directors. We then have facilitators like Teresa who then create the structure for us to, for each of the members to share their experience and their input, and most importantly, their questions for the person who has the issue that we've decided to deal with that day. Some recent examples, I know we've had some issues over the course of the year of bringing on a business partner, exiting a business partner,
right.
Dealing with issues of divorce, dealing with issues of expansion, spinning off a part of the business, acquiring a new business. So can you imagine sitting around the table with 20 powerful business women who probably have been through similar experiences and getting their guidance with a talented facilitator to work through that issue? I have been incredibly impressed and pleased.
I would imagine it allows you to avoid many of the common pitfalls in going through some of those challenges by being able to hear others' experiences and have them really counsel you before you make important decisions.
And the confidentiality is critical. I think that's what most can take away. You're not going to one of the WPO meetings walking away wondering if someone's going to go and share, you know, what may be a crisis that you're going through or what have you. And I think that's what is stressed the most is the confidentiality.
Now, the purpose obviously isn't to network, but it is at its heart a networking organization, WPO. You're building relationships with all these other powerful women business owners. I'd like to hear from each of you kind of the value of networking in your career and as you've built your business, and how you feel it's important for women to network to find success in their careers. Teresa, thoughts on networking? Relationships?
You know, it's interesting when I think about how my life has been designed and developed, and I've always had really powerful colleagues that I have gone to. And in my case, most of those have been women who have shared their trials, their tribulations, and their most confidential best advice. And I always think that if you're ever trying to do something, you should have a coach to help you do that. And if you're a woman, I would say make sure you have another woman who is in a similar position as you to help you.
Absolutely. Other thoughts on networking and relationships?
Well, WPO, as you said, is not designed for networking. But it seems to come out of this group because of the relationship, because you're learning to trust the people in your group and count on those people and embrace their ideas, and it just becomes a really good fit. So I actually joined the group because a client of mine said, I want you to join my group. So I'm kind of at an early stage of developing relationships. I've not even been in a year. But I mean, I love these women, and I feel like down the road, somewhere we'll be working together.
Absolutely. It's a very high level of trust in the group.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the, you know, we're a little wealth and happiness firm, as I like to say, and one of the three keys to a happy and meaningful life is relationships. And to Kathy's point, it doesn't seem to end in the chapter meetings. I have had coffees and lunches and late night calls with members of my WPO chapter. And the quality of those relationships is really a form of wealth. I think it's a unique place and a unique space to get those kind of relationships and have the opportunity on a regular monthly basis to get to know each other better so we can better help one another.
Absolutely.
So here on the Results Matter radio show, we like to end by talking about results. And I know that you're all results-oriented people as powerful women business owners. So let's talk about results, both the results that you're expecting from your increased involvement with WPO as well as your personal business results. What are you looking forward to as you continue to grow each of your own businesses? So let's start with Phyllis on results that matter to you.
Well, the results that matter to me, I would say my expectations of WPO, how I got in WPO from the beginning was through a powerful mentor that I have. She's been a part of WPO for the last eight years or so. And one of the things that through that relationship that she told me was, you know, you have a lot to give, but WPO has a lot to offer. So that's when I look at, you know, where we are now in a new chapter, you know, I'm so encouraging folks to seek out and look us up, because I think the new chapter, along with the previous chapter, the results that you're going to get is the encouragement to continue to grow. We've had a 42% growth spurt rate for the last 5 years, every single year, and we're looking to continue to do that. And I think too, with this extended advisory board, as you say, I think that that's what I'm looking for, is the new relationships and, you know, the opportunity to grow as
well.
That's
fantastic. And Phyllis, I want to also get contact or website information for your company in case some of our listeners would like to reach out to you. Where can they find out more information?
They can go to
business?
Okay, they can go to Extreme Solutions, then that's with an X, extremesolutions.com.
Terrific. All right, talking about results, Ms. Cassie Gottlieb.
Relationships. That is the expectation and the result that I want and I am actually receiving from WPO. Strong relationships.
Terrific. I love it. And if I want to find out more about AGH LLC, where can I go?
You can look us up on the web at www.aghllc.com.
Terrific. Suzanne Durbin, results that matter to you.
Well, results in my business, my goal is to help my clients use their wealth to lead the best life possible. Being in the group with WPO, it helps me understand what that means to other women business owners, which I'm able to then bring back to my practice. That's what I'm looking for, and I'm delighted to be in the group with Kathy and continue to build that relationship and the relationship I have with the other women in the group.
That's excellent. And GV Financial?
GVfinancial.com. Please come visit us.
Terrific. Teresa, results.
Well, this morning what I want to most issue is an invitation that if you are a woman business owner or a partner in a business, you're a CEO, you're a president, you're a managing director in a business, and your business is generating $1 million if you're a service business or $2 million if you're a product, that you would be a candidate for joining the WPO. And I'm hoping that through this radio program that we are able to reach women who may have a desire to be a part of something like this. My result that I'm going for is to have this chapter, this next chapter, be full of 20 members. We have 9 so far, so we have 11 seats available. And that someone out there is listening and saying, you know, I think this is something that I would really like to do. So I'm issuing that invitation to contact us. You can reach and find out information about the WPO by going to www.womenpresidentsorg.com. Or you can reach me by going to cocg.com. And I'd be delighted to talk and see if that's an appropriate move.
Terrific. Well, it was a real pleasure having a seat at the table with all of you this morning. Thank you so much for coming into the studio to share with us about WPO. We'd love to have you come back and give us an update in another 6 months.
When we start chapter three, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks, you're Elizabeth.
Here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Elizabeth. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. You've been listening to BusinessRadioX.com. We're talking results.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.